Many a motorist, driving west to east through the state of Kansas, having seen the Rocky Mountains long since disappear from the rearview mirror, has endorsed a truism about the state of Kansas that it is as flat as a pancake. The comparison is homespun, imprecise, and intuitive. Until now, that is. Three geographers decided to figure out just how flat Kansas really is, just how flat a pancake really is, and compare and contrast, and they've published their work appropriately in the Annals of Improbable Research. Arizona State University doctoral student Brandon Vogt joins us now. He conducted this study with Professor Mark Fonstad and William Pugach of Southwest Texas State. And Brandon Vogt, first, there's only one Kansas, but there are many pancakes. So what is the paradigmatic pancake of record?
Well, we wanted to test our ability to compare the shape of things that exist at two different sizes. So there happened to be an IHOP, an International House of Pancakes, right across the street from campus. And IHOP, I guess, it kind of represents, you know, the Sequential All-American type pancake. So that's kind of why we chose this particular pancake.
And what bit of Kansas did you choose to compare it with?
We chose a transect roughly right across the middle of Kansas from west to east, roughly paralleling Highway 70, right across the whole state.
And then what did you analyze? You reduced these to the same scale?
There are a couple ways to kind of calculate flatness. And one method that we used, or actually the method that we used to quantify flatness, is a ratio called the flattening ratio. Basically, it's like the length of an ellipse's semi-major axis compared with its semi-minor axis. It's the same measure that you use to determine how round the Earth is. So we scanned this pancake with this confocal, it's called a confocal scanning laser microscope, at 10 micron intervals, and we ran a transect across Kansas at 90 meter intervals. Then, like you said, we adjusted the two together so that they would kind of match up.
And if we were in a really tiny car driving across the pancake, as opposed to driving in a full-size car across Kansas, would we find the scenery bumpier on the pancake, or less so, or just about the same?
You would probably find yourself falling into about a 10-mile-deep pothole if you were driving across the surface of a pancake the size of Kansas.
Let me try to prevent a certain kind of email from reaching us or you about this. How much time and federal money did you spend in this study of Kansas and pancakes?
And none. I was busy scanning little samples of sandstone on the weekends for my research for my master's, and Mark walked in with a little. We like to call it a sample, not a pancake, because you cannot have food in this laboratory. So he had a little sample of a pancake. It took us maybe 10 minutes to scan, so we didn't have a grant or anything like that.
Although you've probably received as much publicity for this report as you may in your entire career as a geographer.
Yep, that's true. That's true. You know, I have received some kind of mean emails, and Kansas was the first state that came to mind because it's a great state because so many people drive through it. It's a beautiful state. We thought it would be of interest to the public just, you know, because of that old adage that Kansas is flatter than a pancake. We actually did not mean to insult anybody who lives in Kansas.
Well, Brandon Vogt, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Brandon Vogt, who is a graduate student at Arizona State University in geography and one of the authors of the article in the Annals of Improbable Research titled, Kansas is Flatter Than a Pancake.